PNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I'm celebrating local
Hey, welcome to Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bach. Good evening, everybody. It's 26th of October, 6:05 in the evening. And I'm sitting here with Ted Leidy, my brother.
My favorite night of the month. When I can finally man up for real. It's a formal man up for me.
It's a formal man up.
My wife listens to the show and she says, it's about damn time.
She said it's about time that you manned up.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I'm getting older. I'll be 58 next week. It's not as easy now.
Next week. And then you got a wedding anniversary coming up.
Yeah.
On a day that is marked by celebrations throughout the world.
Marine Corps birthday. We'll be at the bash. We'll be at the ball at Wind River.
On your anniversary.
Yeah.
There you go.
I do not jack up my anniversary because if you want
to join us at the Marine Corps ball, and it's a great time. The tickets are only $35. You go to Eventbrite and Reading in the 248th Marine Corps birthday celebration, and you can join us there. We've got like 200 people right now, and there's room for, we can put some more in there.
Yeah. Keynote speaker, our very good friend Jim Harker.
That's right.
Our good buddy Jim Harker that we go hunting with every year.
Yeah, he's going to be talking about moving the Marine Corps Aviation History Museum from Miramar up to El Toro, the old Marine Corps Air Station El Toro, and that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And he's going to talk about other things.
You guys have any raffle tickets left? Silver guns?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't, but they're still around town. If you're looking for raffle tickets, and these are like $10 a piece. We're only selling 100 of each one.
Oh, that's cool.
I think all of the lots are gone, but we still have some for Rock Island 45 and the Ruger LCR that your gun store is providing.
That's right.
Northern Firearms.
And the guns.
And you get a concealed carry.
Boom, 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 boom.
Class. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, next class for that will be 12-2 and 3. 12-2. Very important that you get your CCW before the end of the year. Requirements are doubling in the state of California. They're going from 8 to 16 hours.
Yeah.
For renewal, it's from 4 to 8 hours. So it's important that you realize if you are renewing that CCW, if you're a renewal and you are in the February-March time frame, you can take that renewal class in December and then renew it, right?
Yep.
And then don't go pick it up till next year because you've actually renewed it with the 4-hour class, right? In a regulatory fashion, no matter what the sheriff says, whether he's going to enforce it, Senate Bill 2 or he's not, up to him. I don't even care, really. I mean, I do care, but it's not for the public to know. I will tell you this right now. Regulatory, there's just so much he can do. He cannot change the requirements in accordance with the state law for initial and renewal, and he cannot change a requirement, and this is a big one. Everybody's gun that is on their permit this time must be registered to them, not their spouse. To them, it's a to-them deal.
Well, that's – and here's why I don't – you know, this is why I don't like that.
Well, of course we don't. I don't like any of it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like any of it. You're right.
I don't think we should have a permit, to be honest with you.
What if you're with your spouse and she's got her gun and you want to, you know, you're carrying it? I mean, these things happen.
Oh, what's the problem?
I'm not saying they thought this thing out. No, they didn't. It's just another way.
I'm just saying, you know.
So how's that going to affect?
Pull that down.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how's that going to affect you and your instruction and your institute in terms of?
Let me introduce.
Yeah, let's do the introduction.
Yeah, let's do this. We're here with Andrew. What daughter is it? What say it? Help me.
Wadarsik.
Wadarsik of Woody's, and he's here with Kurt Hoyer, Junior, or just Kurt Hoyer?
Just Kurt Hoyer. Different middle name.
Oh, different middle name. Yeah. Okay, but we're good friends with your parents.
Yeah,
and of course of Woody's.
Yeah,
and he brought some of his special brews in today. But we're just talking now about guns. So, what's your question again, Andrew?
For Ted specifically, you know, what's this going to do for the courses and how that's going to affect you know you and what you guys are doing?
Well, so obviously, the training requirement now is from 4 to 8 for renewal and then from 8 to 16 for initial.
Hours. These are hours we're talking about.
Yeah, hours. Friends. Our sheriff, your sheriff, Mike Johnson, is setting up a program where you'll be able to do it over time, mm-hmm. right? And so it won't be a big smash at once. You can come and do it a little bit at a time. And then when you, as long as you get that thing, as long as you do your qualification and your law update within 60 days of the of your renewal, then I'll give you a full certificate and you can go do it. So we're all trying to figure out how to make it easier. But in some counties, like Butte County, for instance, they aren't allowing anything except for you to sit for 8 hours or 16 hours. I don't know why that is, and quite frankly, none of my business. But at least we got a good county sheriff who's a great American, a Second Amendment dude, and who's like, hey, right. You know what? We're going to figure this out to make it easy on everyone. You know, he just got our card approved, the hard card.
Yeah.
CCW. Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Like a credit card.
Like sure. A credit card. Yeah.
Instead
that's
of the
cool.
foldy one that comes apart after a year.
I think for me, looking at it from the business side of things is – how so that's going to double the amount of time that you're going to have to spend.
And it's good, but it will not. It don't. Will not double okay. the price. It will 1.5 times the price.
Okay.
Yeah, well, so we're going from 149 to from 90 to 149 for renewal, and from 180 to one for 299. That's not quite. That's about 1.5 times
two, right, right.
for a 2-day class for the initial. Okay. Yeah. And you know what? We already taught. Our flagship class is 12 hours anyway. Mm-hmm. We're the only company in the county that offers a 12-hour CCW class. And I call it the flagship class because it is the best CCW experience that you can get over 2 days over a weekend. Because if you're not real comfortable with your firearm, you need the extra time on a gun range. Right. Right? So we do a lot of extra training. Adding 4 hours to a 12-hour class and making it 16, that's nothing for us. We'll zip through that. We're used to doing 2-day classes anyway, so it won't be bad. It'll still be good. It'll be a very good class. We don't like students to sit. We like to sit yep, when
you'll
they
be
have
shooting,
to sit. But
you'll be
you've
shooting.
Been in my class before. You know the drill.
You'll be shooting more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be doing a lot more shooting. We want you to shoot more.
Yeah, more ammo. Yep.
Well, you don't have to get a good training experience by busting out a lot of ammo. I mean, you know, just going down and shooting rounds down range is not a good training experience. Using those rounds effectively, teaching around each round that heads down range, stopping, talking about performance, going back to work with a few more rounds. You can make 100 rounds or even 150 rounds last over 2 days.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've been sitting down. One thing that is mandated now also is we have to do an hour of mental health training.
Yeah.
Right? So we rewrote our curriculum to include that mental health training. And, you know, it's not as easy as it might sound.
For just you instructors or for?
No, for the, everybody. All
everybody
renewals and initials have to have an hour of mental
that.
Health training.
Wow.
And of course, you know what they want us to focus on. And that's the suicide prevention. And, mm-hmm. and we incorporate the storage laws and how to, you know, signs that someone's, you know, on the fringe, right? Mm-hmm. Things that you should do, phone numbers you can call, red flag laws. Red flag laws are a big deal. I used to rail against red flag laws. You know, you've probably seen me do it. Because a red flag law is a deal where if you're in a class of people, right, family, law enforcement, employee, teacher, someone like that, you can actually go to the court and get a mm-hmm. restraining order automatically. And they'll go knock on your door and take those firearms from you. We know that. It's called a red flag law. I hated that. Until one day I was approached by a man at a seminar I was doing, and he asked if he could talk to me. And his kid had shot himself with a .30-06 that he had given him. And he said, is there anything I can do? And I said, you know what? I guess you made me mature a little bit because there was something you could do.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, so I matured there. I don't rail against them anymore. I don't like them when they're not used correctly, but mm-hmm. used in the – in the correct context, there's room for that. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody's my size and can go take those guns from my kids or whatever. You
well,
know?
You know, the thing about it is that, and the reason that you do rail against or that people are opposed to this is that people use it as a revenge thing.
Oh, sure.
You know, going for custody of the kids, all these things.
Family law, that's all.
Yeah. All these things they can throw in there, but the bottom line is if you've got somebody in your family, then they don't have to be living with you, but you really, really are worried about them. That think that maybe they are thinking about doing something to themselves or others, And you've got a way now to go and at least have it addressed. And as this guy in Maine who spent 2 weeks in a mental hospital.
He was a red flag candidate.
Why did he, and see.
Nobody cared, been, man.
Yeah,
nobody cared.
Nobody checked nobody to cared. See if this guy, and he had been kicked, well, he'd been, I don't know, been kicked out of the National Guard, but he was reported for having, threatened to shoot up the National Guard armory. And
once
you know,
that
this
happens,
summer,
it should automatically be red flagged.
Yeah. And it doesn't. And there lies the problem. That Air Force guy down in Texas had been in a mental institution. They discharged him, and it never made it into the NCIS.
Yeah, but somebody knew.
Yeah, well, his unit knew, but it never made it into the reporting unit. He was discharged for mental problems, and he went out and bought a gun, and then he attacked that church down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you know what? It goes to the first level. Normally, nobody cares, but they do care. They'll say they care, but they won't report it. Then it goes to the first level bureaucracy where it sits. And I will give you a good example. We have a – we.
Well, wait till after the break.
Wait a minute.
That'll hold people.
Wait a minute. Who's the advertiser? Because I need to figure out.
Well, the advertiser tonight's going to be Woody.
Whoa, okay. All right. Then let's go before the break. We're going to crack some beers, and we'll come back.
And then we'll come back, and I want you to talk about that story because this has a significant impact on our people – you know, red flag laws, these new laws like this, and then if used correctly, it may save lives.
We're
trained in the military about suicide and suicide prevention. So we'll talk about that when we get back. Right. We'll be right back. This is Carl Lindebaugh. Join us as we broadcast live with our morning show from Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
We'd like to thank our Bronco sponsor, Holiday Harbor, your full-service marina. Get the best rates on Lake Shasta at Holiday Harbor, and remember off-season rates during the month of May, including Rodeo Week.
Rodeo at night, play on the lake during the day at Holiday Harbor. For reservations and information, go to lakeshasta.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Great Fire Radio will be broadcasting the morning show 7 to 9 a.m. live from Las Vegas to the National Finals Rodeo December 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Brought to you by our Bronco sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Shasta Regional supports the Redding Rodeo, which is a member of the National Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Shasta Regional Medical Center was founded in 1945 and is honored to serve the North State for over 77 years.
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Yeah, welcome back to Man Up with Ted Lighty and Carl Bott. We're here with Andrew Wadarczyk from Woody's and Kurt Hoyer, who is... Wait, are you from Woody's too, though? Right?
I am. I'm the head brewer there.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, yeah. The head brewer. Okay, finish up your story, and then we got to try out this wonderful brews they just bought.
Well, it just doesn't have as much juice, no.
Yes, it does.
No, you took it from me. I'm good.
I try to do that. It's called a hook because people are listening. What's he going to say? Well,
you know what we should have? We should
listen
have
a, to 2 minutes.
We should have a contest where we plays the bump music and then we have to sing the next verse of the song, but we have to make up the lyrics. From the day I was born, I was drinking Woody's beer. My hair grew more thick. Ladies, come here.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. See? You got to have fun with it.
I have fun with this guy.
Okay, Woody, what's this called, man?
So this is the Dog Days beer. So specifically, this is a German Kolsch that Kurt worked on the recipe for and created. It is a fundraiser for the Reading Canine Unit. So we did this. We launched this beer, I don't know what, about a month ago or so.
This is some good stuff.
We're
drinking very small sample glasses.
About a month ago. But the proceeds to the beer help fund the canine unit because those costs are not incurred by the city. There's a nonprofit that helps.
Yeah, it's like $12,000 or $15,000 for these
dogs. Oh, yeah.
No, these are not ones you get at the at Haven Humane.
No. Right. And then on top of it, the nonprofit, they also cover the costs once the dog retires. For their medical cost, some of their food, and things like that to help the dog into retirement. So
really?
It's not a
I didn't know that. Because where do the dogs usually go to their handlers, don't they, or not?
A lot of times they do. Sometimes if the handler isn't in a place where they can take them, things like that.
They find a home.
They'll find a good home that maybe has experience with some of those working dogs and that kind of thing. But we made this beer called Dog Days of Summer to help raise funds for that unit. There's, 30 cases or so left, so we want to get rid of as much as we can to help.
And I'm holding the can right now, and it's got the officers, the canine officers, Gunner,
right on
Duke, Chase, Miko, Otto, and Lido, right on the front of it.
And
so that's really cool.
These are collector's items, my friend.
Yeah.
Lido's the new dog, too. He's full of piss and vinegar. He's excited. Every time he comes in, he's ready to go.
So this is really cool, man. So this is a fundraiser for them. So you have how many cases? 30 cases left.
30 cases.
Where can they pick them up at?
So right now, just at Woody's.
Okay.
We're going to start looking for different retail accounts to sell them to here soon, probably the next week or so. So if there's any accounts that specifically want the beer, then let us know.
That is really cool.
And it's good beer.
Yeah, let's
Kurt, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Let's sip it here.
We're doing a little sipping here. It's kind of like a tasting room.
Man, that's got some bite.
Oh, no. To me, it just went down really smooth.
I was kidding, man. You missed my joke.
It's got some bite. Oh, okay. Got it. It's got some bark.
It's got some bark
on it.
Hey, this is a really good idea. This is a fantastic idea. It's very good beer. It is summer beer.
You know, if I was going to take one of these dogs, if they say, okay, hey, somebody like to have one of these dogs, I'd want to know what the word was you can never say.
Oh, yeah. They got a special word.
Never say this word.
Because they will go off?
Well, it's not your typical words you think. They've got different words because otherwise the dogs could get confused. Yeah. So,
I mean, you'll ask them. The majority of dogs are trained in a different language, whether it's German or Czech.
Yeah, because that way they can't be.
Yeah. Or Russian, depending on there. But, yeah.
Ukrainian. We have a Ukrainian person working for us.
Well, that's just smart, and I think it's cool. Actually, you know what? Dollar for dollar, they are an incredible value.
Yeah.
I mean, an incredible value.
In the state of California, in its infinite wisdom, had somebody that wanted to outlaw the use of canines to arrest people. Mm-hmm. They said, they can still be there and sniff drugs, but they wanted to outlaw the use of canines.
Didn't they do it?
They're still working on it.
They may still be working on it, but the vast majority of the people said, are you crazy? This is a non-lethal force multiplier that an officer can use. Now, you take that dog away from because you get the dog out and three or four people all of a sudden become your best friend.
Right.
Yeah. And so you don't have that dog. So what's the officer do? He's got to resort to deadly force.
Yeah. Could put his life in danger.
Puts his life in danger, but thank goodness that one never got out of committee, but it doesn't mean it's not coming back.
I think what's kind of funny is, I don't want to get too much into politics, and you know, jade some people, but they say it was because the dogs target, you know, certain ethnic communities or you know, African.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's what it was.
And I said to my wife, I said, well, can we vote that they're only allowed to send them on Caucasian males? Because I'll raise my hand for that, you know?
Yeah, if that's all we get out of it.
Yeah, right. I'm good with that.
Yeah, if that's all we get out of it, that's all we get.
How about we just
send them after criminals?
That,
sure.
That's yeah. Right. Why don't we all vote and say, hey, look, they're only going to be used to subject criminals to corporal punishment if they run or they pull a gun or whatever it is, attack them.
They're fearless, man. They're fearless.
Anyway, okay. Yeah. Now, how do you... Okay, let's talk to the brewer himself.
Yeah.
So I know you've got a background because I talked to you at your parents' place. And so tell everybody how you became a brewer.
Or is that a brewer? Is that really what you're called?
Yeah. Yeah. So I basically when I got out of the service, I was home brewing. My father was a home brewer.
Yeah.
And so I moved down to the Bay because that's where all the work was during the recession. And I was homebrewing, and my wife saw a Facebook post from a local brewery basically saying, like, hey, we're looking for volunteers. Back when you could volunteer for a private enterprise without getting sued.
Right, right. before the state caught up with that idea.
Yeah, yeah. So she said, you got to go down there. So I did. I went down, and I said, hey, you know, I saw you guys were looking for volunteers. And the guy said, well, what are you looking to do? And I said, well, really anything. You know, I'll wash kegs, I'll sweep floors, I just want to be part of this. And he said, well, you know how to homebrew? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, you already know 90% of it. You want to just learn how to brew?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, sure.
So I started volunteering there, doing that like one day a week because I could kind of fit it in with my work schedule. And got to a point that I kind of figured out this is what I want to do. And I ended up talking to him about, you know, I wish there was some type of program that we could do that the GI Bill could be used for.
Sure.
But there really, you know, there really isn't. Because none of the schools are accredited that you can get like a brewer education through. That's not like a master's degree level. So what we ended up doing was we contacted the Oakland VA and we basically said, hey, can we turn this into an on-the-job training program with the GI Bill? And just about 3 or 4 months later, we had an on-the-job training program.
Wow.
We
were
the first craft brewery in the country to do it. So I bet almost 3,000 hours later of one-on-one training.
That is fantastic.
So I stuck with that brewery for a couple of years, and then I actually got a job at Wildcard right before they went out of business.
Had nothing to do with you.
Had nothing to do with me. Yeah. That's
thank you, Carl.
And not long after that, I actually ran into Scott, Andrew's dad, at Reading Beer Week 1 year, and I was on the committee for Reading Beer Week when that was up and running.
Yeah.
And I had heard from the former head brewer of Wildcard that they were looking for a head brewer. So,
yeah.
About 3-4 months later, I was sitting in their office doing an interview.
Timing was great, too, because, yeah, I remember him reaching out, and we didn't have anything at the time, and we said, oh, you know, we didn't know a whole lot about him, but we knew he was a good brewer, and he said, oh, yeah, well, no, there's nothing at this moment. But then, a few months later, our brewer at the time ended up leaving due to a medical issue. He's doing great now. But, yeah, then we brought Kurt in and took over.
Well, let's talk about Woody's.
Sure.
And, I mean, this is a very, very popular place, even though it's kind of off the main beat.
Right.
So how did that come about?
Well, my dad, I guess, kind of was the catalyst for it. So when I was young, I grew up in the beer industry. My dad started off at Anheuser-Busch when he was about 22 years old down in Napa, and he worked for a distributor there. From there, he moved up to Portland, Oregon when the craft beer scene kind of hit in the 90s. I remember our family moving up there for a promotion to run some different brands up there that were coming out. Pete's Wicked Ale. I don't know if you're
familiar. Yep, I remember Pete's. Yeah.
So that came out back then when he was up in that area, and that was kind of the kickoff of it all. And so I grew up in the industry, and then I developed a taste for beer when I was young. Maybe not quite legal drinking age, but I enjoyed beer, and I started to learn because my uncle was a home brewer of many years, and started to learn home brewing from him, and we kind of all started working on this idea of, well, this is something we want to do and we want to move forward with starting a small craft brewery. So right out of college, I went to Chico State, graduated with a degree in entrepreneurship, small business management. And then decided, all right, now's I got a my first real job right after here downtown at a workforce development center, and then started building the business plan. I knew what I needed to do to get the wheel in the motion, essentially. And that's kind of where it started and where we're at now. I mean, yeah. Lots of stuff in between.
It does. You just put like a 5-year plan into like a minute and a half.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
great way of doing it.
Yeah. it's just amazing that entrepreneurship, small business management degree. Mm-hmm. That degree is probably worth a lot of money.
It is. Yeah. I see a lot of the other classmates that I graduated with, and they've all gone on to do good things. Yeah, not a lot of them started businesses, but they're all successful.
Well, and you see a lot of the military, especially you and me and Kurt, that they come out and they're more entrepreneurs. They're go-getters and all this, but wanting to answer to really nobody but themselves. And when you started 15 years ago,
yeah,
you had no idea it was going to be this huge.
No, and entrepreneurship is something funny,
yeah,
because you live and die by it, man. You live and die by it. You will work more than you've ever worked in your life.
Yeah,
yep.
You know it, but the difference is, at least you're doing what you want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting it towards what you want
to
do.
And you're not having to rely on somebody else to make a decision that you just know is wrong.
Right.
And,
right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay. I have to say, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Unless you say it to yourself, which happens.
Or your wife says it to you.
Your wife says it to you, yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I think you've ever come up with. Thank you, dear man. Have another. Yeah. We got to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages. This is a man's world,
but it would be nothing. Celebrating local heroes. Tune in
this holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Find one-of-a-kind fall decor and more at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage has a wide assortment of fall decor, including artificial flowers, leaves and pumpkins, garland and wreaths, mantel swag, and glassware, pillows, and pine cones. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Right here on KCNR.
Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just to live in for the minute.
Welcome back to Man Up. here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. And before we go any further, I've got to give a shout-out to our producer tonight, Tyler. Good evening.
Good morning.
Well, good evening.
Well, good evening. Good
night. And Tyler's wife came home today, right?
Absolutely. She came on this morning here.
And what did she have?
I guess she brought something home from the gift shop, a little baby girl.
Yep. Oh, right on.
Congratulations. Yeah. So she had a little girl yesterday.
Tuesday afternoon.
Okay. So he's here working. He said he's going to make it Tuesday night, and so we just started calling people saying, I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Yeah. I did my best, man.
I showed up yesterday. I know you tried, and you showed up tonight, and she just came home today.
Got to man up, man.
Man up.
That is manning up,
gonna,
but you know
we're
what?
We're going to give you one of these to take home with you.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
thank you.
Anyway,
can't help but smile when I hear.
We're here with
not a baby,
Andrew.
Lovely, Wadarczyk.
There you go. Whatever. That's actually where the name Woody's came from, by the way. Nobody could pronounce the name.
Wadara. Okay, help me with
Wadarczyk.
Okay,
so this, I'm going to throw you a bigger curveball.
Okay.
So traditionally it's Wadarczyk, but Wadarczyk. We'll say the American version is Wadarczyk.
Oh, Wadarczyk. See,
there you go.
Yeah. Wadarczyk.
Now. Which nationality?
Polish.
Polish, yeah, okay. Polish. Yeah, the C-Z-Y-K.
Yeah, that gives it away.
Yeah, right there. Because my wife's family is Croatian.
Uh-huh.
So they're all, they've got, all types of different names on that side of the family.
Yeah.
So, but it's not a C-Z-Y-K.
No.
No, they're a little bit easier, but they're all kind of like that. Sloppy. Anyway, yeah. And Kurt Hoyer, his brewer, yeah, is the main guy here, and Andy has Woody's, of course, great place on Oregon Street, food and beverages, and we've been tasting some of their stuff. What was this last one? Talk about this beer.
Yeah, I've been holding off to drink it. You need a refill, Carl.
I know.
There you go, man.
Something happened.
You're lush.
Oh, Kurt and I both need it. It must be the glasses we're using.
Yeah, you got the tall NWTF glasses. Yeah.
Yep. National Wild Turkey Foundation.
We got the shorter ones.
Not national, what the? Yeah.
NWTF.
Yeah, though that could be. But. Okay, so tell us about this brew.
So this is Kokua, which is a recipe that was developed by Maui Brewing Company, and it's a nationwide collaboration with about 700 breweries. So it's a session IPA, so it's about 4.2%. So lighter in alcohol, which is all session means, if you ever see that attached to a beer, but still got a pretty good floral hop, you know, aroma and flavor to it.
It's real good.
Yeah, you can taste the hops.
Yeah. And then all the money raised from this beer, not just here at Woody's, but across the country, all the proceeds being donated to the Maui Wildfire Fund.
Oh.
To help them rebuild and more immediately, you know, help with housing and resources and things like that.
How does 700 brewers, different breweries,
come together on that?
On this. Yeah.
So
how's that work?
Maui actually came up with the idea pretty fast. I mean, obviously, you know, maybe about a week after the fire was put out, yeah, they kind of put just the information out. Hey, we're thinking about doing this. If you're interested, contact us. And industry-wide, the response was overwhelming. I mean, pretty much anybody that had the availability in their schedule or their tanks to do it jumped on it.
Okay.
And all our suppliers jumped in, too. I mean, it's, you know, the cost was super low, which enables us to maximize how much we can donate.
Of course,
So it's been great. We have a couple accounts around town. I don't recall offhand who's got it, but most of it is at Woody's.
That is a fantastic story.
Yeah.
It's our first beer was Dog Days of Summer, which is for the canines. Now we're talking about Maui Wildfire Relief. So good for both of you.
By the way, the name for that is
Kokua.
Kokua.
We're all tapped out on these beers, though. We can't do any more fundraisers.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to have a fundraiser for you.
We do have one more that we didn't bring
because it's still fermenting right now. But
after that,
we're done. But
okay, I get it.
We have one we're releasing for Veterans Day. So the proceeds from that, a donation has already been made to Homes for Heroes, which is a housing program for post 9/11 vets with, you know, additional physical challenges. But we locally are going to donate to the Patriot Guard Riders.
Good.
And they actually came in. Yeah, they came in today. They helped us, you know, brew it a little bit. They're going to come back out for the release on Saturday on Veterans Day. At least the ones that are, you know, recovered from the Marine Corps ball.
The Marine Corps birthday.
Yeah. Very, very much an unheralded group, those Patriot Guard Riders.
Well, you know, because,
you know, they never talk about it. They do have the vests they wear and things like that. But, you know, we know a lot of them, and they're just really just a fantastic, on no notice, we show up, we do our thing, we go home. I mean, it's on no notice. I mean, they might do 3 or 4 a day.
Yeah. They escort veterans, of course, to their final resting place. A lot of times it's up at the Eagle Cemetery at the,
right,
at the Veterans Cemetery, but a lot of times it's not. And I rode with them for the first 4 or 5 years I lived here. Uh-huh. There were 6
I've done rides
years.
With them also.
You've
yeah.
done rides with them, and nobody gets paid for this.
Right.
Well, they don't give you dime. You just show up, and you pay for your own flag. And
your own gas.
Yep. And you run the mission.
Yep.
And then
right. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 missions a day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They just do them back to back to back to back. Those guys just stay busy all day, and it's total volunteer work. It's just really a cool thing.
Yeah.
You know? It's really a cool
that's great
thing. I love the Patriot Garage. What's that called?
So that's just going to be called Veterans Blend.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
And what kind of beer is it going to be?
It's going to be an IPA.
Oh. So,
should be about 6.5%, 60 IBUs. So,
nice.
And same thing, even the hops are selected by a panel of veteran brewers. So it's veteran from start to finish.
I love that.
Whoa.
I love this because I love that taste. This is my taste.
Yeah.
I love the hoppy taste. Yeah.
If we drink it, then it will be all veteran.
Yeah.
From start
to finish. From
start to finish.
Well, that's the goal. We'll sell as much as we can Veterans Weekend. So.
Yeah. And will you guys be selling it just at the restaurant at Woody's?
Just at the brewery. Yep.
Might have to stop by there that day.
Yeah.
If we awake.
It's the night after the break.
Well, you know why Veterans Day came about, right?
No.
It was to give Marines a day off the next day
after the birthday.
Yeah, that's the reason. Hey, Andy, where are you at right now with Woody's? What are your plans?
Well, we're actually, I think it's pretty public knowledge. We're in a phase where my dad's retiring, and I'm looking to leave the company as well. So we're looking for someone to take over. We had a deal a while back where a large acquisition from a larger brewery out of Oregon. The name of it was Crux Brewery. I can publicly say that. And Crux Brewery was going to take us over, but it fell through, and so we're kind of back where we're at now. And potentially.
So you're looking then to move on.
Yeah.
And then
sell the portion
shebang
of the company. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, I think I did hear something about that,
yeah.
But but when you don't hear it again, I don't bring things up.
Yeah. And I'm not coming on here to go over that, but you know, it's something that, I think everybody pretty much knows that's what our goal is. And, my dad's worked a long time.
Oh, yeah.
He's ready to retire, so.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
Well, not
you
and me. We're still kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
As long as they keep the standards,
we're
okay with that.
Right.
Yep.
And Kurt.
Yep.
Keep Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere. They're going to have to actually remove me from the building. So
Kurt, you were over at Wildcard first.
Yeah, very briefly. Yeah.
I like that beer too.
Yeah. No, they were great.
That was good beer.
They were great. I think it was just one of those things where, trying to get into a market that's already pretty saturated down the Bay Area is just tough.
Yeah.
It's just tough.
Well,
you know.
How come there's so many breweries? There seems like there's a lot around town here. Is there a reason for
here,
that?
Here, there's not. There's not
really?
That many here. I mean,
yeah.
compared to some of the other towns. But, you know,
yeah.
a lot of people compare Reading to Bend. Oh, Reading can be like Bend. Well, if you look at the median income of Bend and compare it to Reading, it's
almost, not going to happen.
It's almost double.
Yeah.
I think it's
yeah.
like 60%.
Really? Higher.
Higher.
Huh.
Yeah.
So
well,
it's not,
yeah.
you know, Reading's not going to be like Bend unless we get some form of industry in terms of higher paying wages and jobs, and it's not going to.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is the riverfront planning is going on now. It's, you know, there's got to be at some point we've got to develop the river. And in a smart way, leave the rodeo grounds where it is, but then restaurants, I don't know, townhouses in certain areas, very expensive ones.
I don't have any problem with any of that.
No, if it's done correctly and it's done environmentally and it's good for the, if it's good for our community, yeah, we've got to do that. We've got to take a, we've got to take a real look at that, and then things will start growing.
Yeah. It just goes hand in hand with what's been going on with Turtle Bay, you know, the Sheraton. I mean, it just goes right around the corner. I mean, it's just smart development.
Yeah.
You're right, though. They shouldn't mess with the rodeo grounds.
And, the, and then
if they're going to do it, they should just upgrade it.
And you got the Kuchers family. You know, the Kuchers family wants to develop that area down there that that butts up against that riverfront.
Right.
And down there on Park Marina. So it's just a matter of time. But we got to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Man Up with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
All right. Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A.,
Northern California, where the girls are warm, so I could be... I'm stuck. For as long as anyone can remember, Historic Haas Farms has been the place for the holiday season. Memories that date back to early childhood, filled with wonderful food, music, and friendship. A place where everyone is welcome. In that tradition, Historic Haas Farms has a special treat, Lights on the Farm. A one-mile journey filled with wondrous lights and music. A country odyssey. To make this journey, you'll ride out in country-covered wagons or take the Mighty Haas Express. Sit back and view the seemingly never-ending waves of shimmering lights, brightly designed by one of our own, award-winning Michelle Van Gant of Redding Lights. So reserve your ticket to ride today. Times and dates are limited, and every Thursday, children 12 and under are free. So don't delay. Order your tickets online at historichaasfarms.com, because Christmas lights do more than just glow. They're about love given a long time ago.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Golden ladder reaching down.
Hey, welcome back to Man Up here with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. And our last segment here. And if you're interested about the Marine Corps Ball, just go to Eventbrite, 248th birthday, and get your tickets. We're going to have a great time that night. You'll be able to see Ted Leidy and I in uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We can still get into our uniforms.
Yep. I'm pretty proud of that, actually.
Yeah, so am I. And there's others that can't. Yeah, but that's so okay. You can wear a coat and tie and come in and just have a great time.
You need to get Logan and Tim to come again from the barbershop.
Yeah, we need to. Yeah, let's
they loved it last time when they went. Yeah, we'll call them.
Let's push on that. Yeah, it's good.
So you can go to Eventbrite. It's going to be a fantastic event.
It's a great time.
I love that event.
It's a great time.
It's just good.
And it's
where is it at?
It's going to be at Wind River. Okay. It's going to be on November 10th. You can. You're more than welcome to come. Civilians, you know, you don't have to have been in the service to come here. You don't have to be a Marine. Army, Navy, civilians. We invite everybody because it's a birthday party.
You just have to be a great damn American.
Ooh, you're going to have a good time then.
Yeah, you're going to have a good time, yeah.
Anyway, hey, we're here with Andrew Wojdarczyk. Not even close.
Pretty good, actually. Yeah.
You have been beer tasting. It's fine.
Wojdarczyk. I knew Wojdarczyk in school, you know, throughout when they would get to my name to call attendance.
Oh, it's horrible.
They didn't have to say it. They would just pause, and I'd just raise my hand because they'd stare at it and pause, and I'd just say, that's me. And then they'd... How do you know? Because you're staring at it.
And you're the last guy.
It is alphabetical.
And then there's somebody's name that starts with a Z, and then Kurt Hoyer, who's the brewmaster down at Woody's. And Andrew has got, and his family has Woody's, and a great place to hang out, great place to have this wonderful beer and super food.
Thank you both for coming.
Yeah,
it's been a good show.
Absolutely.
Good show. So, Paul, we got what we got to do.
I met them at a Oktoberfest.
His dad's Oktoberfest.
What we got to do is we got to open the floor to them. We got three beers left, and I want
to. Okay, let's work at it. Okay, what do we have here?
I want to pimp these beers.
That's right. So what do we have here?
Pimp them.
All right, so this is Quickie IPA. This is our I guess I'd say our flagship IPA.
Oh,
so this is our West Coast IPA. So a little light on the caramel malt, big hop presence.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, still in the low fives.
I like it hoppy.
So easy to drink on a summer day. Lawnmower.
It's a quickie. Hop in and hop out. Lots of hops.
Exactly. Hey, Lisa, I've been trying to slow him down, man. He is slamming them.
Oh, honey, our anniversary is next week. Prepping.
It's not next week, is it?
Yeah, it's next. No, it's the week after.
Week after next.
It's my birthday next week.
I know.
We're
prepping for his birthday.
I got a couple weeks of partying going.
Now, tell us about this.
Yeah, so funny thing
is, it's called Quickie IPA.
Quickie IPA.
Okay.
Some work went into the design of this label, as you can see. I don't know where the cameras are at.
It's beautiful, yeah.
I know.
Anyhow, it's two hopheads, so these are two hophead people, and you can, from your imagination, decide what they're doing there.
Yeah.
It's been a great beer. You know, it's catchy, but it's also a really good beer.
It's a good seller.
Oh, yeah.
You guys,
third top seller, I think we were saying.
Number five, I think.
Number five, okay.
Yeah.
Where do you retail these things?
We're in all the holiday markets. Okay. We're in Winco, Save Mart, Save More. Grocery Outlet, Costco, Winco.
Wow.
Those are all the big ones, I would say.
Well, I had no idea that many places.
And that's just cans.
That's just cans, yeah. And then in terms of draft beer, we're pretty much all over town. A little bit in Anderson, but mostly Reading.
You guys in Cattlemen's?
We are.
Good, because I can ask for it now when
there
I go.
Go.
There.
We don't Cattlemen's. Have Quickie in Cattlemen's, but we do have different, they run through different.
We just want a Woody's
beer.
We want a Woody's beer.
Oh, really?
We want a Woody's beer. Well,
see if it's Woody's. Yep.
Yeah, just, we want a Woody's beer.
What do you got from Woody's?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll say, what do you got from Woody's? Yep. They'll run down them. Well, they don't know them, but I'll say, just say what it says and figure out which one I want.
So we'll work on cracking another one here.
Okay.
Let's get after it. It's a hazy.
It's a hazy. Yep.
It's the favorite of all bearded bacon eaters in the world. Hazy. I got some of that. Absolutely. Actually, I have some of that hazy right now in my fridge.
Is that right?
From you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. That is a very good beer. I like hazies.
Yeah, so this is our hazy attitude. So this is actually our most popular hazy in the restaurant as far as people that order food, if they're looking for a hazy, this is usually what they go with.
Is a hazy, though? I mean, you say hazy, what's that mean?
So what it means is we introduce flaked wheat and flaked oats into the process of the beer. So it's not just barley, it's oats and wheat as well. And those proteins just stay suspended.
It's
hazy.
What did we learn how to drink when we were in the service in Germany? What was that called?
Oh, like a Hefeweizen?
Yeah, it's like a Weizen.
Yeah.
It's like a mini Weizen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a light Weizen.
Exactly.
And it's really good.
Thank you.
Hazy are fantastic beers. Mm. Have I run across a beer I didn't like in here lately? This is really good. I'm going to have... Can I have two of these? You got another one?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can have that whole can.
So the hazy. You heard him, Lisa, right here. I'm holding him down.
Here comes the hazy, baby.
Here comes the hazy. Well, you know what? This is flavorful, and it's not like you can see through it like regular beer.
Yeah.
And it's just it's really flavorful.
Yeah.
So this is called
Hazy
Attitude.
Hazy Attitude.
The Hazy Attitude. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
I like that.
All right. So
okay. Well, he's got one more.
An exciting one.
We got 5 minutes here.
Oh. All right. So every year we do an anniversary ale, and this is the 8th anniversary, which was last year. It's a maple bacon donut stout. Now, we're kind of teasing the crowd here because I don't think there's any out there for sale, available for sale.
Well, so I don't want to start rumors, but we may drag out a keg of this at some point.
Maple bacon stout. Pop that one, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey,
so this
when you guys do this kind of crazy stuff, like drag out a keg of maple bacon stout, you got a Facebook page you tell everybody about it on?
We do.
I bet you got a ton of followers. I'm probably a follower. I just follow so many pages I don't even know anymore.
So yeah, this beer we actually aged for about 6 months in some bourbon barrels. I can't say which whiskey, but it's one out of Tennessee.
All right. Look,
does it start with Jack?
It might rhyme with Jack Daniels. I'm not sure. But anyway, after we pulled it out of there, we then washed our own house bacon whiskey. So we took some bacon fat, ran some whiskey over it for a couple of days. Strained it out, added that to the beer.
Legitimately, yes.
So this is not a vegan option. This is
oh wow. Now this is a dark beer.
It is.
I mean, the last one was hazy because of the way it's made.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a dark beer. It looks.
How does it get dark?
So we use roasted. So all malts are roasted to a certain degree just by their processing. So the longer they roast them, the more dark you get. So we used both chocolate and black malt in this, which just adds a ton of color. So,
makes it pretty.
Oh,
yeah, it's pretty beer, pretty stout.
Yeah.
Is that why they call it a stout?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I mean the name goes back to like England in the 1800s. Right.
What's interesting, too, is a lot of ladies tend to not drink beer, and when you talk about dark beer, they kind of cringe, and I say, well, do you like coffee? And the majority of women do. I know this is a man's show here, but it's funny because then you give them...
Well, we talk a lot about women.
We like women. Oh,
okay,
yeah,
we really like women.
We've had women on the show, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah.
So you give them this, and they fall in love with it because they like coffee, you know?
Okay, this has a kind of a... sweet flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Maple bacon donut,
lightly. Yeah, it's got a little maple.
It's so
but
good.
It is, yeah. And it's dark, and it's very flavorful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's the last bottle right now? Until the special event and the special...
Like I said, there might be a keg coming out. I would definitely keep an eye on Facebook and see when that keg comes out. But
yeah, this is a good holiday beer.
It is, yeah. Yeah, and we will be releasing another anniversary beer. It'll be something different, but that'll be coming out day after Thanksgiving.
Yep. Okay.
It's so rich.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's a good holiday beer. It's very rich.
Yeah.
13%.
Only 13%.
Only.
13%. 52 IBUs. So IBU stands for bittering units. So the higher the IBUs, the more bitter it's going to be. So 52 is a little bit on the higher end, but not...
It is, but it's being covered up by everything else that's going on.
Yeah,
so.
There is no bitter taste to it.
Right.
So.
No, it doesn't taste bitter.
Hey, thanks a lot for coming to over tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. You know, when we met you there, and I said, you got to come over.
Yeah.
So we like to promote local businesses, and especially if they're brewery businesses. And
I like beer.
I know you like beer.
I like beer, man.
I like beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have pretty good chow.
Yeah. They've got great chow.
Don't forget about the food, man. Woody's has good chow.
Yeah.
Great chow.
You know, we talk a lot about the beer.
Handmade tater tots.
Yeah.
Handmade.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, gosh.
I know we're all stopped. Now we're all distracted.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Let's get through this thing, Carl.
Okay. We got a minute left. Hey, final thoughts here, Andy.
A big thank you to everybody, and thanks for having us on. It's been a blast.
Well, you know what? You can go to our webpage tomorrow and listen to the show and send it to your friends. You know, so And Kurt, you came across great, buddy, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're obviously very knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah, he is. Absolutely.
And thank you,
Dandy,
buddy.
Dandy looked good in those glasses.
Keep on looking. You too, you know? Just, yeah.
Same glasses, man. I love it. Man, I love you. Thank you again for another great month of Man Up.
Well, you know what?
My favorite night of the month.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.